community. Post, comment, and tell us your opinions. See behind-the-scenes photos and videos and post your reactions to the stories that matter to you. Click the like button on Facebook and connect with breaking news and features like Fox in the Fast Lane, House Call for Help, and more. Go to Facebook.com/Fox News Radio.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible, and today the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
He killed 77 people and confessed, and he's sane. That's the new determination in Norway just ahead of a terrorist's trial. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
That's right. Today's psychiatric report overturns an earlier assessment, now declaring Anders Breivik was sane and knew what he was doing when he bombed central Oslo, then massacred young people at an island holiday camp. Attacks he has confessed to. Breivik says he was trying to trigger a revolution against immigration here in Europe. His trial begins next week. Towards the end, there'll be a final assessment, and if judges then declare Breivik sane, he could be sentenced to 21 years in jail with later extensions to keep him there, but Norway has no death penalty. Dave?
Alistair, police say the two white men accused of killing three black men and wounding two others in Tulsa, Oklahoma last week have confessed.
If the evidence supports that, and we believe that we can prove those elements of a hate crime, that will certainly be considered at the appropriate time.
That's District Attorney Tim Harris. We are just being told that three winners have come forward to claim the share of the Mega Millions record $656 million jackpot. Their identities will remain anonymous, but Maryland officials are giving details on the winners. Illinois and Kansas were where the other tickets were sold that won. What's a company with zero revenue worth? An awful lot to Facebook.
Facebook says it's going to buy the photo sharing program Instagram for, well, a lot.
The $1 billion number really kind of blew me out of the water.
Serenity Caldwell, associate editor with Macworld, says Instagram has had a meteoric rise in popularity from 1 million users in January of 2011 to 15 million users 1 year later.
It does solidify Facebook's dominance in the photo field, or at least where they want to go towards being dominant in the photo sharing field.
This move from Facebook comes just weeks after they filed for their initial public offering, valuing the company at $100 billion.
That's Jessica Rosenthal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Good morning. It is 5:05. Developers are asking the county for more time to build hotels at Pronghorn.
Deschutes County struggles with overcrowding at its jail. Details ahead.
Bend police are investigating today after a body is found in Northwest Bend.
And a Bend man who was reported missing on Sunday has been found safe.
Your local news, 12 minutes of nonstop news, straight ahead.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
Bend police continue to look for the suspect who held up the Bank of the Cascades on the south side of town Monday afternoon. We have this report from 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer.
The bank robbery happened around 12:30 Monday afternoon. This is the second holdup at the Bank of the Cascade branch in the last 3 months. It's located near Walmart. Police say the robber apparently did not show a weapon. The suspect is described as a heavy-set male around 5'8", 5'9". He was wearing sunglasses, blue jeans, and a black beanie with a black scarf. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
In other local news, the inn is full at the Deschutes County Jail. Sheriff Larry Blanton is having to rent space from the Jefferson County Jail to deal with the overcrowding. The county is renting 5 beds for female inmates at a cost of $76 a day per inmate.
The rise in the female population, this is not just an issue that occurred over the weekend. For the last several weekends, for the last several days, we have had no available female beds.
Sheriff Blanton says the jail is filling up mainly with people dealing with alcohol and drug problems and mental health issues. 1110 KBND News Time is 5:07.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 7th. From News Talk 1110 KBND.
And today's traffic and weather brought to you by American Family Insurance. Your dream is out there. Go get it. American Family Insurance will protect it. Find out more at amfam.com or visit your local